Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deeper into the digital world than a submarine in the Mariana Trench. I'm Alex, your guide on this journey through the ones and zeros.
And I'm Jamie, the one with a million questions, like why my coffee machine insists on connecting to Wi-Fi. Seriously, what does it need it for? To update its status to espresso?
Maybe it's just trying to keep you in the loop, Jamie. Or it's part of the grand coffee machine uprising. But speaking of updates, today we're diving into something that can seriously upgrade your work or projects: mastering text processing automation.
Oh, text processing automation. That sounds complicated. And a lot like something I would accidentally break.
It's less breakable than you'd think, Jamie. Think of it as teaching your computer to handle the boring stuff with text, like sorting through thousands of tweets, cleaning up data, or even summarizing long documents, so you don't have to.
So it's like hiring a digital intern to deal with the data drudgery? I'm listening.
Exactly. And the best part? We're using Python, the Swiss Army knife of programming languages, beloved by developers and data scientists alike for its simplicity and power in dealing with data.
Python, huh? I've dabbled. By dabbled, I mean I've managed to print "Hello World" without causing a fire.
That's a solid start. Python's ecosystem, with tools like regex for pattern matching, NLTK and SPACY for natural language processing, and pandas for data manipulation, makes it ideal for automating text processing tasks.
Hold up, regex? Pandas? Are we still talking about programming or planning a trip to the zoo?
Well, in a way, both. Regex is all about finding patterns in text, and pandas is a library for data analysis. Nothing to do with the bamboo eaters. They're just some of the tools in Python's extensive library that help with text processing.
Got it. So how does this automation magic happen?
It starts with the basics of text processing automation: extracting text from various sources, transforming it, which could mean cleaning it up or breaking it into components, and then loading it into a structured format for analysis.
Like turning a muddy, jumbled box of Legos into a neat, color-sorted set ready for building.
Precisely. And the real-world applications are endless, from analyzing customer feedback to moderating content or even summarizing documents. Automating these tasks can save a ton of time and improve accuracy.
Sounds great, but when would you not want to use automation?
Great question. Automation is a game changer for large or repetitive datasets, but it's not always the right tool. If the text requires deep contextual understanding, or there's no clear pattern to follow, a human touch might still be necessary.
So there's still hope for us humans yet?
Absolutely. It's about using automation to handle the 90% of repetitive work so humans can focus on the nuanced 10%.
Let's dive deeper. How does one set up this automated text processing pipeline?
It boils down to a few steps. First, setting up your environment and installing the necessary libraries like Pandas and SPACY. Then you write scripts to clean and process your text. For example, normalizing text, making sure it's in a consistent format, is a common first step.
Normalizing. So if my text was yelling in all caps, it would calm it down to a conversational volume?
Exactly. It's all about creating a level playing field for your data. Then you can start analyzing it, identifying patterns, or even feeding it into machine learning models for more complex tasks.
And this can all be automated?
With the right setup, yes. You can automate the cleaning, the processing, and even have it run on a schedule, so your data is always fresh and ready for insights.
Fresh data. Now that's something even my Wi-Fi coffee machine can't deliver.
Right you are, Jamie. And once you've got your pipeline running smoothly, you can focus on the fun part, diving into the data and uncovering those insights that can drive decisions.
Speaking of driving, it sounds like we've covered a lot of ground today. From Python to pandas, not the bamboo kind, and even teaching me a thing or two about normalizing my text, at least.
It's been quite the journey, and hopefully, our listeners are now feeling a bit more prepared to tackle their own text processing automation projects.
And if they break something?
Then they're doing it right. Breaking things is part of the learning process. Just maybe keep a backup.
Wise words. Well, that's all the time we have for today on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and a big thank you to Alex for breaking down text processing automation in a way even I could understand.
It was my pleasure, Jamie. Remember, folks, embrace the automation and let your computers do the heavy lifting for you.
Until next time, keep coding, keep automating, and maybe check in on your Wi-Fi appliances. You never know what they're up to.